This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now. She's an investigator. She's from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Yellow, Mary Kay. What would the Browns do if they didn't take a QB at two?
Well, first of all, I just don't see that happening. I don't know how you can have the number two overall pick right now and not take a quarterback. There's got to be one there that you feel good enough about that can come in here and start for your football team. I think one of those guys is probably either Cam Ward or Shador Sanders. I even asked Andrew Berry at the Senior Bowl, do you see a starter in here somewhere? He said yes. So I think they have to go ahead and pull the trigger at number two and then go from there.
Well, see, that's some strong statements there, because I think people, there's a lot of people just don't, when I bring up Shador Sanders, I mean, they get viscerally mad at me, Mary Kay. They don't care for him. I think that some of it has to do with all the craziness and the hype. Okay, fine. If you haven't been paying that close of attention, fine. But I think he's a pretty decent quarterback. I think and some people might say a pretty decent quarterback isn't there to take a number two, but I find their backs are up against it. I'm going to have to get comfortable with the idea.
Well, you can't live in your fears. You have to take a chance on a quarterback. This is not the Pickett, Malik Willis draft. This is a draft where there are some good quarterbacks that can come in and start games for you. Maybe you're not going to find a Jaden Daniels in here, but I would much rather, and I always go back to the 2013 draft with Geno Smith. I wrote a column saying, just take Geno Smith, take a chance on him in the first round. They had the number eight pick. Take a chance on him and build around him and see what you can make of it. And they didn't do that. They went with Barkevious Mingo instead. Would you rather whiff on Geno Smith, or would you rather whiff on Barkevious Mingo? Remember, only about 50% of first-round picks hit anyways. If you're going to make a mistake, you might as well make a mistake trying to do the noble thing, and that is to find your next starting quarterback. And I do believe that there's one in here somewhere.
So Shador Sanders admitted that he was going to be meeting with the Browns. You have been around this and done all the reporting about the Browns and the type of, you know, information campaign they're going to be on now to get as much info as humanly possible. How do you think those types of meetings will go? And with all the football tape out there and done, there are no more football games to be played. Do you think Shador Sanders can win over the hearts and minds of the Cleveland Browns?
You know, I think he probably can. I think it probably for them is got to be down to Cam and Shador at this point. And let me just say that from a culture fit, from a personality standpoint, I've really liked what I've seen from Shador. I didn't know how I was going to feel about him and Deion and the whole thing and the drama that could potentially come with that, or what his personality is going to be like. And I have ended up liking everything that I've seen from Shador. I watched him move around at NFL Honors. I watched him interact with people. I've listened to interviews. I've watched his tape. And so far, I like what I see. Now, having said that, and I know we have to go fast here today, but Cam Ward hasn't been out there yet. He didn't go to the Shrine Bowl. He didn't go to the Senior Bowl. He didn't go to the Super Bowl. He wasn't on NFL Honors. So we don't know yet how he is moving and interacting and all of those kind of culture standpoint and from a personality leadership standpoint. I don't think we're going to see as much of that as we need to until we get to the combine, which is coming up very soon. But Cam just hasn't put himself out there yet the way that Shador has.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Veteran quarterbacks, I think that probably a lot of us don't want whoever it is that's picked maybe to have to start the season week one, but we'll see where that goes. Let me ask you this. Aaron Rodgers, his name is out there. Would they be interested in Aaron Rodgers?
I doubt it. I really doubt it for a number of reasons, including the fact that he would not come cheap. They're going to have to try to find a veteran quarterback that is not going to break the bank. And also one who's probably not going to have to mind either sitting the whole season behind your rookie or sitting most of the season behind your rookie. So you have to find someone who doesn't fancy themselves, a Pro Bowl quarterback ready to just come up off the mat and take the team to the Super Bowl. You can't really sign that guy. So there's, you know, that next tier down, I think, that you're going to be looking at. I'm going to say probably no on Aaron Rodgers.
So are there names that we should look out for when it comes to the vets?
Well, I still think that you have to keep thinking about Kirk Cousins. I know a lot of people don't love that idea, but I think that's sort of the genre that you're going to be looking for. Someone who might need to rehabilitate his career a little bit after the way things ended last season. Yet someone who still has some good winning football in him. He had a shoulder injury in the last part of last season, and if he's better with the Achilles, better with the shoulder, then he could fit the bill perfectly, and he comes at the right price, $1.255 million potentially, the vet minimum for his experience.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Experience level because of what the Falcons still owe him. So he's in there. There are a lot of other guys that we've heard their names, and I don't think they're going to be available, like a Geno Smith. Now Mike McDonald's out there talking about the fact that he can win a championship with him. So I don't think that that's going to be somewhere that they go. I don't know about Russell. I don't know that Russell is the right fit for this situation. There are not a lot. I mean, this is not a great, great year to be needing a quarterback.
Mary Kay Cabot with us. I've seen online some individuals attempt to report ongoing discussions about Browns and phone calls they might be receiving when it comes to Myles Garrett, but they do not have the credibility of Mary Kay Cabot. So I'll ask you, are their phones ringing off the hook right now?
I don't know about ringing off the hook, but certainly when you have a player like Myles who is out there asking to be traded, the phone is going to ring. It's Myles Garrett. And I'm sure that there are plenty of teams that feel that he can help them and get them over the top and be their final piece to the puzzle. So I'm sure the phone is ringing, but that doesn't mean there are meaningful conversations going on. That doesn't mean any of that, because I still think that at this moment right now, the Browns, even after the Radio Row blitz and Super Bowl Sunday interview, I still think that they are determined not to trade Myles Garrett.
So at what point would they get to where they would be willing to trade Myles Garrett?
Well, I think there's a lot of time before that's going to happen. I don't think that anything's going to happen at the Combine, where a lot of business is done. Plenty of trades take place right there in Indianapolis, or at least the framework of trades take place right there in Indianapolis, which we're all leaving there a week from Monday, for there a week from Monday. So that's one inflection point right there. But I don't see it happening there. I think the Browns are going to stick to their guns as long as they possibly can. And we heard Myles say the other day that he's willing to do whatever it takes. That means he's willing to let this thing get ugly if it has to. I don't know what the Browns have the stomach for at this point. I don't know if they're willing to let him sit out, you know, two games, three games, four games, the season, whatever it takes. I suppose if someone came along with a crazy offer that absolutely knocked their socks off and it made sense as an organization, that they would change their minds. But that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a changing of their minds right now.
I get nervous about is I try to think of the tools Myles has at his disposal to try to force the action here. And one of them is for him just to become a really bad, a bad resident of Northeast Ohio. I don't know if he's willing to do that, but he's got to, him and his team certainly know that the more pressure they put on the city make it untenable for him, you know, to be here as it is. And I also think about from a Browns perspective, like, yeah, if he is not playing in games, if he's not showing up to camp, if he's not showing up to practice and he's willing to absorb the penalties, what does that do to the Browns mindset?
Well, once again, it remains to be seen. A lot can happen. A lot can happen between now and the beginning of the season. And I actually talked to Joe Thomas about this the other day, and he offered, I thought, a lot of really good, valuable insight. And he was saying, if the Browns show with their actions that they mean business here and that they get a good veteran quarterback and they go out and they draft a Shador or a Cam, and then you back that up with the money to Myles, which the veteran defensive end market is going to climb to about $40 million a year by the end of the season or by the start of the season. If some of those things happen, then perhaps Myles changes his mind about wanting to be traded, because there would be a lot worse places you could go than being here in Cleveland with a much better quarterback and some other key pieces that you are certainly going to add. He keeps saying that they have given him the impression, or they're not aligned with winning. But that is contrary to everything that I've talked to anyone in the organization about in terms of winning in 2025. Maybe they're not going to win a Super Bowl, but they are certainly determined to go out there and win as many games as they possibly can.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Travis Kelce, I have to ask you this real quick. There's an out there. He would be 36. If he still wanted to continue his career, would the Browns be interested in him?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose it depends on what they see on the tape. And if they feel that, you know, he can still do all of those Travis Kelce things to a great extent, then perhaps they would be interested in him. It certainly would be a fantastic marketing tool, that's for sure. It would bring a lot of attention to the team, hometown player, and all of those kinds of things. I certainly think it would be worth looking into.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. Again, very sorry about the technical issues, and we'll have them rectified by next Thursday. Thank you.
This sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.